Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking sustainable beef with John Butler in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef meeting this week in Denver, Colorado. At their general session, John Butler, who's chairman-elect this year, he'll be taken over as chairman of the group at the end of this meeting, indicates that the roundtable is all about trying to find ways for the entire beef chain to come together to talk about how to raise beef more sustainably and get that information successfully to consumers.
Well, the roundtable is really addressing what has become very much a trend. Really, if you look at it from the end and back into it, this is something that's become consumer relevant and very important, as well as the entire value chain, and we could call it a supply chain, being responsible. And I think there's two there that are connected. The consumer wants to know where their food comes from and that it's being produced responsibly. And that all fits into the sustainability conversation. Really, the way we look at it is it's about verifying a lot of the practices that we're already doing, figuring out how we could do them better. And that fits under the definition and the umbrella of sustainability.
The U.S. Roundtable is about a year old now. It is an offshoot of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef Production. And John Butler says this is all about trying to zero in on how we produce beef versus other parts of the world.
Well, the Global Roundtable sort of set the global framework for a purpose of having a sustainability initiative. United States versus Brazil, for example, that might be a good example, good comparison. We produce, we raise, we foster, we develop beef differently here than they do in Brazil. And so when it comes to sustainability, there's going to be a bit of customization, if you will, that is different in the United States in the example we're talking about Brazil. Now, the standard will be the same. In other words, we're trying to do things more responsibly, more efficiently, be more conscious of the resources that we've got. But in Brazil, in this example, they'll do it differently than we do in the United States. So that's why it'd be very difficult to be one size fits all from a global standpoint. And that's why the United States Roundtable has taken its region responsibility very seriously and now defined our roundtable and the indicators and the metrics and the verification to produce beef in the United States.
One of the objectives that was talked about today was the fact that you are looking for that simple definition of beef sustainability. Give me some of the things that might, you know, actually entail as we get to that over the next few months.
Well, you know, for me, I'm one of those advocates of trying to keep it simple because there's so many different definitions and so on. You know, I think the way we're trying to do it, our approach at the roundtable is as we develop indicators that we will measure, let's make sure that we don't make it so difficult that implementation will never happen. There'll be fear, and we're trying to avoid that. And in many cases, as I said earlier, it's about understanding what we're already doing, maybe benchmarking it. And all that is a measurement for us to use to figure out when we measure it at a later time, did we make a difference? And if we did, how do we do that? And can we replicate that? And can we get better?
John Butler, the Beef Marketing Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz from Denver, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.